coming up on this episode of The Village Idiom.
I mean, I don't remember reading anything about him living a shorter than average life.
But he had like some horse med alert thing on him just because his body was in distress.
Help me, I can't get up. Nobody's helping you, Samson.
I've fallen and I can't giddy up.
Oh, wow. Dum, dum, da-da,
Village Idiom. Hello and welcome to The Village Idiom.
We are a podcast that every week chooses a popular saying, take an admittedly shallow, hopefully comedic, once in a while interesting, and if we're lucky, educational dive into its meaning, its usage, its origins, but mostly we're going to use it to hang our otherwise directionless conversation on. My name is Jurassic Mark.
And I'm a panda.
We're both pandas. You're just jumping.
What are the odds we were both wearing black tube tops today?
Oh, with white bellies exposed. If that doesn't bring you over to YouTube.
It's crazy warm in the studio today. So that's why I wear the tube
crop
top.
Tops. You look like Apollo Creed. Yeah. Running on the beach with Rocky. Remember their half shirts? Man.
No, it's like the 80s that style like, that had like that vent. It was like made of venting material.
Yeah. That's what he's wearing.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. I had half shirts back in the day.
I've never.
Probably 80.
My gut would be hanging out since I was like.
What would that be? 88, 89?
Grade 5.
90? I can remember. I had one from this Christian rap group called ETW.
Is that like Go Home?
No, stood for End Time Warriors.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And they're a rap group, and they came out with half shirts.
Okay.
For men.
Yeah, that's not cool.
And no.
No, I'm pretty sure that they like boys.
Speaking of men being men.
Okay.
What's the deal with the trend of men wearing pearls? Have you seen that?
No.
That's a thing.
I don't think it's a thing.
And I just like... Yeah.
You don't see it?
It's,
I don't see a lot of trends. I'm the worst for that.
Guys
kind of
wearing
stuff,
earrings, that blew over pretty quick.
Yeah, yeah.
But pearls, it stands out to me.
Like just wearing a necklace of pearls.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah, I'm not for it. Puka shells, yes.
The choker puka shell.
Yeah, the puka shell necklace.
Yeah.
That's fine. Pearls?
Shiny pearls.
No, that's just like rose from Titanic.
They just need something to clutch.
I guess.
All right. Well, anyway, that has nothing to do with today.
That's fascinating, though.
Was it?
Who knows what interesting thing
I mean, I enjoyed the panda belly part of it, but I don't know about the pearls. All right. I'm going to play you a little something to introduce today's idiom, and it comes from a very popular television show. I don't know if you've heard of it.
Look, Grandpa's eating like a horse.
Grandpa's eating like a horse. That was a little quiet. Let's listen to Marge again.
One more time.
Look, Grandpa's eating like a horse.
Eating like a horse.
Eating like a horse.
Eating.
Absolutely.
Like a horse.
Why did they pick horse? I'm sure we'll find out.
We will find
in
out.
Extreme detail in origins, but the idea, like everything eats.
Well, it means to eat a lot, so we should say like that.
Bears eat a lot, cows eat a lot.
Right. And but here's this is not a rerun. We've never done this idiom before, but we have danced around it two separate times before. So episode 181 was, I could eat a horse.
Okay.
I'm so hungry, I could eat a horse. That makes sense, because if you could
eat a
horse. If
you're really hungry, you could eat a horse, yes.
And episode 271, not that long ago, we said eat like a bird, and this one came up as the alternative, but we didn't cover it.
There's lots of things that like are like eat like a whale.
Yeah.
Like a baleen. Something that has like a strainer and krill.
Eat like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
like a person with their jaw wired together.
Even pig. Like
eat like a pig.
Yeah.
Yeah, the why a horse? It's fascinating.
Maybe it's the style. You eat like a horse because you strap a bag to your face.
No.
Look at Grandpa. He's eating like a horse, and there's a bag. We should have watched the next clip of that scene. Maybe that is why she says that.
If he had a bag attached to his face. I every time the whole horse thing comes up, the joke is always, why so long in the face?
Yeah.
Like every time you look up anything. And also don't Google like a horse. It's not like everything is bad outside of eating like a horse.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, yeah. It's just not good.
No.
And so eating like a horse, like where you're just consuming, I'm guessing, hay, oats?
Oh, yeah. What else? Yeah. Hay and oats. That's it.
That's it. That's like, these are the classic.
The odd sugar cube from Tom Sawyer's palm.
Salt lick. I'm terrified of their teeth. I would never put my hand near a horse mouth.
Oh, really? I have for sure fed horses several times.
Yeah. They do that lip thing where they like draw it in with their lip.
Yeah, they take it right out of the palm of your hand.
But
with
those
their
teeth?
Lips.
No, thank you. Those look like they'll take a finger off. Like a vice grip.
No, they'll just grind it.
Them front ones look like...
But they won't slice it off. You'll feel every... Like, I feel like if it was sharp enough to cut it off, you'd feel it for a second and be done. No, you'd feel it the whole time with a horse.
They just, like... It just keeps, it's all grinding?
It's just pushing.
The front ones look like they could, They're like, so snap... Flat. Well, they snap a carrot. Like, you see that horse in a carrot.
I think that's a carrot.
Yeah, but, like, your teeth are, like...
So great about a horse, I can snap a carrot.
But if you have vampire teeth like you...
You can put a saddle on me. What's the big deal?
It's a crazy invite, but whatever.
It's that panda belly.
It's so I was curious about the why a horse, and in general, would you say you're a horse person?
Wow, that's I don't have one.
Oh, yeah,
I don't have posters of them on the wall. So I guess I'm not, but I'm not right. Anti-horse if that's the alternative.
Why are you against horse? Anything that's just that big, it's just terrifying to me.
Oh no, they're
like side of the road, and it's like, oh, they're more afraid of you. I'm like,
side of the road,
yeah, like in Abbotsford or something.
Oh, like somebody's out horseback riding,
or just that they have pastures and fenced areas that are nearby roads.
You're hilarious. There's horses across the street right here.
Yeah, terrifying. It's awful.
That's funny.
Just because it's so big.
So what about
big?
At a parade? It was at the 4th of July parade, and they had some Clydesdales go by, and they're just monster animals.
I wouldn't go near it.
Really?
Yeah. But for whatever reason, maybe...
Have you ever touched the nose of a horse? That'll change your life.
Really?
It's so soft.
I hear it's magical.
It is magical. It really is. It's just like, oh.
Okay, so on a side venture, talking about horse notes.
Okay.
My mom got me a book for my birthday. So we got our firearms licenses. And so
she got one?
No, you and I
have
our firearms licenses. And at some point, we're intending to get an animal of some sort. So we can have a deer or a moose or something.
Oh, go hunting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so she got me a cookbook.
Got a random animal and give him a 10-second lead.
Just some dog. The neighbor's cat. The horse on the side of the road up here. Your neighbors or what? And so in the book...
We have our license. Don't worry about it.
Everything's fine. In the book, it covers how to prepare moose nose.
No way.
Yeah, apparently there's some meaty part of the moose nose that you can make some delectable thing, which just sounds...
Now I really want to try it.
Can you envision yourself doing what needs to be done to get the meat off of a moose nose?
Yeah, I can. But what I'm actually picturing is going up to a moose for a kiss and then just taking a bite of his nose.
You were like some sick Hannibal Lecter.
Well, this is when you said there's meaty goodness in his nose.
Hello, Mr. Ed.
I can't picture myself flaying the flesh of a nose from the skull of a moose, but I can picture myself going up, hello, Mr. Noose.
I ate his nose with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Yeah. It sounds awful. I don't know. So that part, yeah. I don't know what to say.
When you think we're going to one time go bag ourselves an animal, you're thinking moose? Like, that is an undertaking. I was like,
let's go with deer or something.
I was thinking squirrel.
Okay.
That I can strap to the front of the car to get back home.
Could you imagine just a whole string of squirrels across the hood of your vehicle, like the Road Warrior?
Just have one at the top of your antenna.
That's awful.
So it's just waving, tail back in the wind. With his mouth open, so it's like he's skydiving. Cheeks are inflating.
Oh, no.
But yes, I'll go with you.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, let me know. Let me know.
When the time comes, we will be going.
Sorry, everything timed out here. We're good.
Okay, I did come across this in terms of, and I'm sure, I'm hopeful you haven't gone across this vein in eating like a horse. Because there's all this Greek mythology on the centaur, this half human, half horse.
Okay.
Is that where it comes from?
Is that where what comes from?
The eating like a horse? Because it's like,
because
he's half man and half horse?
No, it's not in the origins at all.
That's really
so. Whatever you want to make up about it now.
So there was the most famous, apparently
the most famous of all centaurs
of this half human, half horse, Chiron, Chiron, the Bugatti Chiron is named after. Okay, so he was half human, half horse, and a doctor, which cracked me up. So he was the original centaur for disease control.
Oh, my goodness.
Is that long enough?
Wow. I was about to say, before you got to the punchline there, like, centaurs is half man, half horse, is always, the man part is always torso and head. What if it was the opposite? But then I'm like, isn't that BoJack Horseman?
That's so funny.
Is that?
Is the reverse centaur?
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible. It's like all the worst parts of us.
What, you'd from want, the neck down is the worst part of
you'd want to have the speed of a horse.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah, get them four legs going. And
otherwise, it's not much of a beast.
No,
not
it's
much.
Just like a horse head.
Just.
No one will kiss me, but my nose is soft.
It's delectable.
It could be prepared with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
That's the ultimate horse voice, isn't it? You can't have a horse that's like with a British hoity-toity accent. Horse has to sound like Mr. Ed.
I kind of, yeah.
Right? All right.
Posh horse. Well, it's the premise for the horse... The horse creature.
And the premise for the horse creature.
Half man, half horse, eating like a horse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. But it's not, he would it's not in the origins. He would have to. Half of him would have to.
Well, in order to sustain the amount of calories, if the man portion...
interesting.
The man portion just couldn't get it done, I don't think.
Never thought about that. You have to feed the horse.
You have to feed the horse.
That guy does have to eat. That guy does eat like a horse because he has to.
Yeah.
Wow, but he's interesting.
A man. He's a half man.
I just want to go on a nice diet of, nope, hay and oats.
Okay. That just got me thinking. Does the torso half have...
The stomach?
No. The torso half have arms as well? It does.
Yeah.
So he has six arms.
No, he has two.
Two arms and four legs. He's like a centipede kind of...
Centaur.
Is that where it's from?
Yeah.
It is the origin story. He's got six.
So does
he's
he have
like a part spider.
But does he have a horse heart and a human heart?
Well, he'd be all... yeah, for sure.
See, I always...
Because if he had a man heart and he had to run a lot, he'd just die of a jammer.
I never really... When I see a centaur in the wild...
As you do. Well, you do live more in the country.
A picture of a centaur. I never see like the
which
fusion
organs?
Of man and beast. I see what looks like a man... Who just slipped inside the neck of a horse. That's what it looks like to me.
It was a horse that ate a man and got stuck in its throat.
And then the man pulled the head and neck off and just like, oh, this is warm.
Gross. So, but you do, it's like the, in the Jedi movies
yeah,
where he sliced open.
I thought it smelled bad on the outside.
Exactly.
The so, tauntaun.
He must have a human heart and the horse heart.
Right, the horse heart keeps him energetic and spry and fast. The human heart is for caring.
Amen.
Amen. Have you ever seen, speaking of the, when I see a centaur, I just, my mind sees a man inserted into the neck of a horse. Have you ever seen, I just saw it going around and you will never unsee this. If you look at a bodybuilder,
okay,
and imagine it's a little man inside of a puffy suit. So let me see if I can find
a
shot. Is it
because their head doesn't?
No.
Is it like this, a Ronnie Goldman?
This, what do you call these things?
The traps?
The traps. If you imagine that as his shoulders.
Okay.
Do you see it?
Yeah.
If you imagine that as their shoulders, like, it's hilarious. It looks like a little man. I can't find a picture where they're not like flexing out, but it's like
yeah,
a little
man
inserted into a big
right.
man.
And some of them do have a smaller head because their body is just so jacked.
Right.
Roided up or whatever.
Anyway, we're off topic now.
That's weird.
So much so much for using it to keep us from a directionless conversation.
Eating like a horse. I you enjoy a good meal, though.
I love a good meal.
What's that? Are you getting, as you're getting older, hitting that part where you're just like, I'm dissatisfied. I need to stop eating right now.
No. I mean, I recognize that moment.
Then you force yourself.
Then I keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The horse part kicks in.
You know how like a marathon runner mm-hmm. hits a wall
mm-hmm.
and they force themselves to keep going?
It's like that.
It's like that. I'm basically a marathon runner. That's what
beautiful.
That's
a beautiful way of seeing
it. Yeah. Positive. Silver lining.
Yeah.
No.
It's good. It's very valuable.
All right. Well, you know what? Time's a ticking. So let's get into today's
set some words. Where'd sermon. They go? Where'd they go? No one can know. I turned around and looked behind. Those words came from another mind.
Well, I am, again, sad to inform you that this has nothing to do with a centaur or a centaur of performing arts. No, centaur of disease control. This saying has been used since the early 1700s. The idiom alludes to the idea that horses eat a lot, and we did slightly touch on this subject in 271 when we talked about eat like a bird, because birds and horses... they actually are kind of opposite. When you say you eat like a bird, you hardly eat at all, but birds, compared to their size, actually eat a ton. Horses, compared to their size, actually don't eat that much. What they do seem to do is eat constantly. It's just actually not that much. And horses do seem to eat whatever. Like, we say hay and oats, but, you know, like whatever's around, clover and apples and fruits and branches, and they'll kind of eat whatever. So the idiom is used as an antonym to eat like a bird, right? It's the bird one is inaccurate. So is the horse one. Relative to their body weight, horses do not eat as much as birds, okay. Which is, well, probably depends on the bird, but in general. So horses actually have a relatively small stomach capacity as compared to their size. It's only 19 liters or 5 U.S. gallons, which is pretty small.
We got one of those large paint buckets.
Yeah. That's a horse's stomach.
That's not teeny.
No, but horses are big.
Yeah.
Anyway, functioning optimally only when... the stomach is functioning optimally. I'm trying to read my own handwriting here. When there's only about 2 gallons use of the stomach. Does that make sense? It's a 5-gallon stomach.
So even they don't eat like horses.
Yeah, even they don't eat like horses. That's a great way to put it. So the phrase is likely... rather referring to the horse's need to eat, which is between 16 and 20 hours a day.
Wow. Yeah. That's awesome.
But less about how much they're eating. Part of this is in order for their stomach acid to not build up.
It's wild.
This is why they eat all day.
It's like a four-hour intermittent fast.
Yeah, right? Just
I fast every day for 4 hours.
Unless they're sleeping, they're eating.
That's funny. Well, how long does a horse sleep then?
4 hours.
So if you're not sleeping, you're eating?
That's what I'm saying.
Wow.
So they eat constantly so that the acid, I mean, I don't think they think this through. I think they just come by it naturally. But that the acid does not build up enough to cause ulcer, which happens over time within 2 to 3 hours of repeat fasting. Their stomachs can develop ulcers. So they have to be eating all the time to prevent ulcers. Part of it is that horses are simply designed, obviously, created to... take in low quality forage while traveling over long distances. So it's meant to be eating and going. It's the original drive through. They just eat and keep going. Walk, eat, walk, eat, walk, eat, walk, eat. Let's see. This got me just interested in horses. So 5-gallon stomach, but horses vary in size. Stomach doesn't vary that much in the size, even though the largest, recorded by Guinness Book of World Records, the largest horse, his name was Samson, 7'2".
Crazy.
Wait for it.
Okay.
At the shoulders.
Wow.
That's where they measure a horse. That's obscene. At the back.
That's obscene.
7'2" at the back. So reach up for us. Like, my reach is probably 7'2".
Yeah, that's nuts.
And then the neck and head above that. He was 3,300 pounds.
Yeah, you're going to put up a little sugar cube for that guy? You could rip off your whole, right at the wrist.
He was a, what was he? He was a... It's the Clydesdales are in the family. I can't think of Shire horse, which are bigger horses. So 3,300 pounds. The average horse is average horse weight is 900 to 1,200 pounds. Samson was 3,300 pounds.
Wow.
Even Shire horses, which are bigger, average weight is 1,800 pounds. So he's double the weight.
He had like that growth hormone problem. Yeah, he was gigantism, but a horse version.
Yeah. What's his name? Princess Bride Giant.
Oh, Andre.
Andre the giant. Horse. He's Andre the... I guess that's why they called him Samson, because... Oh, no.
It's a different...
I was thinking of Goliath.
Yeah, Goliath would have been better.
Wrong Bible guy. Okay, here's an interesting... This is just for fun. The average 1,000-pound horse, so right in the middle of an average sized horse. The average 1,000-pound horse drops 31 pounds of manure and 2.5 gallons of urine a day.
Wow.
Think about Samson now.
No.
So he's triple that, which would be almost 100 pounds a day of manure.
How much does he eat?
It would be, what, 8 gallons of urine a day?
That's nasty. Wow.
Is that crazy?
He fertilizes his own fields that he's eating. He must eat all the time.
He like would have to. I mean, average horses have to eat all the time. So he... I don't know how he stayed alive. Yeah, I don't know how he stayed alive. Anyway, little bonus horse waste information for you.
If like he must be just pushing his organs to the max, though. Like an enlarged heart to keep all that blood pumping around.
I would imagine. But I mean, I don't remember reading anything about him living a shorter than average life.
But he had like some horse med alert thing on him just because his body was in distress.
Help me, I can't get up. Nobody's helping you, Samson.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
Oh, wow. I've fallen and I can't get up. I wish I thought of that. Did that just happen? So that just right out of the air right there?
So big.
Oh, that's so good. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's it for Origins. That was
okay. I did brilliant. Come across this good little eating.
I love your little bit of tids.
This little eating joke. When I eat alphabet soup, I only eat the vowels. My friend asked why. I said, sometimes why.
That's good.
Yeah. So if you find yourself in a situation where you're eating alphabet soup, just pull that out like it's... Oh, I love alphabet soup.
I only eat the vowels. Why? Well, sometimes.
Well, sometimes why? Like, it makes me want to, like, as soon as the fall kicks in and someone offers soup, just like begging that it's vegetable.
Yeah. Please let it be alphabet.
Let me use this line. Alphabet. I don't even like vegetable soup.
Alphabet.
Alphabet soup, sorry.
Yeah. That's it. That's fantastic. Well, we've got a few minutes left, just enough time to play Riddlink. Riddlink is a game we like to play. It takes a two-part trivia-based question, requires a two-part overlapping answer, overlapping by sound, syllable, word, or words, or incomplete sentences, sometimes one time, a novel. For example, last week our idiom was the devil is in the details. And we left you with this one. Satan's within the info of Disney's Airborne series featuring characters from the Jungle Book. One more time is Satan's within the info of Disney's Airborne series featuring characters from the Jungle Book. Did you get that one?
Devil's in the details of the...
Tales of the spin.
Tailspin.
Devil's in the tailspin. No, devil's in the detailspin. So the correct answer is not devil's in the details. It's not tailspin.
Is it launcher? Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, that sounds right. Devil is in the detailspin. And that's how you play Riddlink.
Well, I've got two prepared.
Two? Oh, I only did two.
Okay.
Oh, that'll work.
That'll get us going. Okay. Now, this is some brain twistery stuff. So,
love it.
Illegitimate children, you have to be dialed in here. Okay. Twin 9 o'clock dogs consume similar to a nag.
One more time.
Okay. Twin 9 o'clock dogs. The dogs is a reference to something. Twin 9 o'clock dogs consume similar to a nag.
Similar to a nag. 9 o'clock dogs. Dogs, metaphor for something. Twin 9 o'clock dogs.
Mm-hmm. It's maybe too, they got too much depth to it. So twin, you're onto the two. 9 o'clock is what? Directionally? Yeah.
Left?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. And what was the last part?
Twin 9 o'clock dogs consume similar to a nag.
Two left feet. Similar to a nag.
Yeah. It's today's idiom.
What? Oh, eat. Oh, okay. Two left feet like a horse.
That's
wow.
It. Yeah.
Wow.
I thought it might have too much.
I don't know why I was trying to use the word mare at the end. For
mare was one of my choices.
Yeah.
It's good.
Two left feet like a horse. If anybody beat me to that without Skinny's hints, kudos to you.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let us know. I'll take you at your word that I beat you, Jurassic Mark, and I'll send you a Village Idiom sticker.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. All right, you want another one?
Yep.
Okay, or I guess this is my first one. Equine masticator voiced...
Sorry. Inside is an eight, a grade 8-year-old. A grade 8-year-old.
Grade 8-year-old. Equine masticator voiced War of the Worlds. An equine masticator voiced War of the Worlds.
Eat like a horse in Wells.
That's correct.
Okay. 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 A half man, half horse is excoriated with goose down.
Excoriated?
A half man, half horse is excoriated with goose down.
Okay. Centaured and feathered.
That's it.
What, excoriated?
Yeah.
Is that a word?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like the beaten down, flail, beaten. Yep.
Well, I got it. I just have never heard the word before.
Excoriate.
Yeah. Okay, I got one more. Tell everybody.
That's some tricky ones. Good for you. Well, village animate children.
A lot of hints on that first one.
We hope you've been following these through, and we'd love to hear your answer for this upcoming one. You can reach out to us on Instagram at the.village.idiom or email us thevillageidiompodcast@gmail.com, or whether it's the Facebook, the YouTubes, or the X at 3 minutes gone.
Here it is. I think you'll like this one. Singer of broken wings is a talking horse. Singer of broken wings is a talking horse.
And that is 3 minutes gone. I do not have that.
No.
I thought
that'd be right up your alley.
No, I'll tell you where I'm
These
going.
These broken wings?
All I hear is, yeah, the laser gun. Yeah.
Who sings that?
That's what I thought.
Is it the same artist?
I don't know.
Oh. Anyway.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
Well, that's that. Okay, Jurassic Park. It's been fun putting today's together.
Hope I loved every minute of it.
Hope you also have enjoyed it, Villagitimate Children. I'm Skinny.
I'm Jurassic Mark.
And these are the Village Idioms.
It's not a song.
That's 3 minutes gone.